Everyone from hip-hop artists to classical composers has resurrected J. Dilla's sounds, like this one, played by a 60-piece orchestra. J. Dilla's mother, Maureen Yancey, better known to her son's fans as Ma Dukes, is ready to put J. Dilla's legacy in Detroit on the right track.
We want his name to stand for education of music. We want his name to stand for love of music, love of people, and that listening ear.
J. Dilla was only 32 when he died from lupus complications. He spent the final months of his life in a hospital in L.A. His mom left Detroit to be by his side. She even helped smuggle recording equipment and turntables into his hospital room. Now Ma Dukes wants to nurture the next generation of Detroit musicians through the newly relaunched J. Dilla Foundation.
He loved it. He loved anything for education. If it was something to be learned, he'd be so happy. I know he's smiling now about that and say, "That's what's up, lady." That's exactly what he would say.
The foundation expects to receive nonprofit status later this month, and they already have a few projects on deck. They're donating used instruments and recording equipment to Detroit schools, and they'll also team up with a handful of Detroit's neediest schools to provide music lessons and resources in a new program called the Dilla Factor. Big Tone is a Detroit rapper who also sits on the foundation's board.
When you're at the bottom, there's nowhere else to go but up, so that climb up, you know, it's contagious. And like, he created a movement, and I think people want to learn more about that. And in wanting to learn about that, you know, you just want to learn about music.
J. Dilla was a musician's musician. He was famous for taking dusty old soul samples and reinventing them as neo-soul classics. But he was also known for collaboration and showing up-and-coming artists the way, two things that translate really well in a classroom. Rapper Big Tone should know. J. Dilla gave him his first big break.
Jay was able to take that and put you on a platform to where, like, the world could hear what you were doing. You know, that blessing for me personally makes me want to, you know, turn around and do that for other people.
Ma Dukes and her board of directors are using grants to fund their projects. They're also going to tap J. Dilla's celebrity pals and endorsement deals for help. Ironically, for a foundation so focused on uplifting Detroit, some of their earliest support has been from individuals way outside the city. Their first contribution was a $7 donation from a fan in Malaysia.
He was always loved internationally. It was at home where he didn't have the love. So now it's time to open our eyes and ears and let us know that this is our child, Michigan's child.
By renewing J. Dilla's connection to Detroit music and local schools, Ma Dukes wants her son's beat to go on. I'm Paul Farber, Michigan Radio News.